everyone. Welcome to the Food and Nature podcast. My name is Lola and I love good food that looks after nature. Today is different. So many of you have asked me about the flat where I live and how to make sure everybody gets along. So today I want to talk about my perfect flat. In my flat we all have our strengths. For example, I like to make sure we all eat only food that protects nature, that gives us a good feeling and helps us get along. I also think a great flat happens when everyone is heard. I make sure we vote for all important things in the house.
Hi Lola, have you seen my chameleon?
Yes, it's on your head.
Oh, there you are, you little snake.
Hiding like that.
Bye.
No, wait, Carlotta. Stay.
Why?
My podcast today is about the wonderful people in our flat. Let my listeners get to know you.
Okay. Well, my name is Carlotta.
Hi. I've got a pet chameleon who is so clever. He keeps hiding from me in his cage. And when I open it up to find him, he sneaks out.
Isn't the cage nice?
Oh no, it's great. But my room is nicer. It's full of plants.
Yes, it's quite wild.
But I can play hide and seek too. That's why I always wear green. I hide from my chameleon in my room and he can't find me. Hey, wait a minute. Where's he gone? Oh no, 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 no. I can't believe he's gone again. I've got to go. Bye.
You have one new message.
Have you checked the smoke alarms?
Huh? Smoke alarms? What do you mean? That was Tessa. She lives here in the house too, but no one knows what she looks like. She stays in her room and does computer stuff. A bit weird, really.
I'm not weird. Carlotta's weird. I just prefer to be alone.
How did you hear me? I didn't message you.
Don't trust your computer. Ever.
Tessa is great. She helps me with all the tech stuff for the podcast. I think she has green hair.
It's orange. Got it. Orange. Now leave me alone.
Oh, that's Vincent practicing. He loves music. It looks like his sister Chiara is there and his girlfriend. She doesn't live in the flat, but she's always here.
If you need silky hair like mine, the silky soap shampoo is fine.
Oh, that was so clever.
Chiara's just saying that, Vincent.
No, Lisa, that's wrong. I'm not. I mean it.
Really? Then, why did you tell me his hair smells like rat's feet?
I did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Stop you too. Why must you always fight, sis?
Lisa's always so mean. She's mean to everyone. Why is she always here?
Because she's my girlfriend. Duh.
Don't say duh to me. You know I can't help it.
Duh.
I'm going to my room.
Have you seen my chameleon?
No, Carlotta. I haven't seen it.
No.
A shampoo isn't a shampoo without love and care.
I wish you would take me seriously, Emily.
I am serious, Mary.
Although it's a bit hard when you're wearing your ladybug costume.
Why do you always look like a human ladybug?
I just like red and black dots. That's all.
Anyway, your plants would really help my animals.
Yes, maybe, but they can't eat them all.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Emily. What's up?
Emily wants to use some of my plants to feed her animals, but she's got so many animals. All my plants won't be gone in a week. Why don't you ask Carlotta?
I have. but she was too busy looking for her chameleon.
Oh, that reminds me. Has anyone seen my tarantula?
Oh no, he is not lost again, is he?
No, well, not really. Maybe yes.
While we're talking about animals, Emily, why do I keep seeing your animals around the house?
I let them out of my room at night so they can stretch their legs. Some forget to go back into my room.
Forget? The only thing forgotten is your brain.
Why are you always so mean?
It's my hobby.
The lady. Hey, what happened to my power?
Oops, sorry, wrong code.
Who was that?
That was Tessa.
Who?
You know, Tessa, who lives behind that door.
She's creepy.
Not as creepy as your physics homework answers.
How do you know about that?
My computer sees all.
This place is unbelievable. Mystery flatmates, a walking ladybug who's lost her poisonous spider. Again, and the place turns into a zoo at night. I don't know why you live with these people, Vincent.
Lisa, my angel with shiny hair. Wait, I can make it better.
Beware of strange smells.
What? Oh no, the kitchen!
What's happening?
I can't see anything.
Hi guys!
Nina, is that you?
Yep.
I'm here too.
Nada, you haven't been trying to cook again, have you?
I was hungry.
Nala, we've talked about this. You can't cook.
That's right. We had a vote, remember?
I just wanted a bratwurst.
Bratwurst? We voted. We only cook things that are good for nature and the environment.
I can't believe you would go against a house vote.
I mean, we voted.
Nala?
Yes, Mary?
Have you forgotten why we had to move out our last two flats?
Oh, I know this one. The house burned down.
Correct, Nina. Which is why we agreed Nala wouldn't cook.
Nala, why don't you look at what you can do well?
Well, I'm really good at school. Although, it's a bit boring, really.
Oh, why?
I always get 1+.
Not always, Nala. You got a 1- last week in math.
Oh yes, I forgot about that. That was so bad. I still can't believe it. Can you imagine it? That stupid teacher.
Doesn't she know how clever I am?
I think you overreacted a bit.
How did I overreact?
You sat in the classroom screaming. Then you fainted.
Really? I don't remember. But that doesn't matter. What I really like is handball. I'm going to play that professionally someday.
Oh, I love sports too.
Copycat.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Nina. I play handball, you play football. I rear turkeys, you rear blue.
Blue is so different to turquoise, Nala. Plus, I'm pretty and I'm far more fashionable than you. My clothes are all the latest.
That doesn't make you pretty.
You're mean. Fashion makes me happy.
Nala? Let's go outside and play hand football.
Oh yes, let's go. Aw, look at this mess. I guess I'd better clean it up. Carlotta!
Mary! Have you seen my chameleon?
Oh dear, is he still lost?
Yes, I've looked everywhere. I'm starting to get worried.
Maybe a ladybug got it and had it for breakfast.
Mary, why do you always say that? That's awful. And why are you always dressed like a ladybug?
It protects me from an attack.
An attack from ladybugs?
You never know. Have you looked for it outside?
No.
Then let's try there. It'll help you. But first, I need to clean up here.
Just leave it, Mary. Nala can do it later. She made a mess.
True. I'll just put this here. And over there, this one.
Mary.
Okay.
Oh, Lola, I'm so tired. I'm going to lie down on the sofa in the living room for a moment.
The shine of your hair. Just look at it, listen. It'll tell you why if you only listen.
Hi, Vincent. Would you mind playing that in your room? I need to rest on the sofa.
I can't. Lisa's in there resting. Plus, that's where I study all the time. I need to play my music somewhere else.
Why do you always think about hair and shampoo?
Are you kidding? Don't you watch TV? The best advert tunes are always the shampoo ones. It's a fact. They are so restful.
Well, I need to lie down anyway.
Why are you so tired?
I was looking after a sick animal last night. I think my grasshopper might have a sore leg. It keeps jumping in circles.
Yes, Emily. You do have a lot of animals. When we all voted that you could have animals, we didn't think you'd get so many.
Many? Are you kidding? I don't have enough. I would have every animal in the world if I could.
That's lovely, yes, but we voted.
Yes, I know. I'm only allowed a few tiny animals.
You have 50 creatures in there.
Yes, which is why I need to rest.
Hey, what happened to my power?
Oops, sorry, wrong code again.
Why does Tessa keep doing that? Has anyone ever seen her?
I did once.
Really? She only texted me.
It was in the middle of the night a couple of weeks ago. I had to get some soaked milk strips for my art rug from the kitchen. As I walked past the sofa here, I saw a dim green glow coming from it.
It was orange.
Okay, orange then. I got a fright. I thought it was a burglar or something. I was just about to throw the milk strips on her when she told me who she was.
Good, you're good.
How can you hear us, Tessa?
Your phones, the computer, the tablet, the secret microphones.
Microphones?
No. Did I say microphones? No, I meant wallets. Wallets are everywhere.
That make no sense.
Anyway, what happened after that, Emily?
Well, we talked.
Did she say why we never see her?
Actually, Tessa, why don't you tell them?
No.
I think you should. Why do you hide?
I just preferred. You're all strange.
We're strange? You're the own turning the power off all the time. How do you do that?
I know how computers work. They make sense, more sense than all of you.
Why won't you come out?
Things break when I come out.
Break? What breaks?
My computer. In my last flat, everyone kept teasing me. They thought I was strange too.
Well, you are a little odd when you hide all the time.
One day I came home to find all my data had been stolen and my CD-ROM drive had been used as a toaster. That was it. I decided it was too difficult to be with people. I'm only in the flat because it's too expensive to live on my own.
I think you're kind of cool.
And you make my podcast work.
Yeah, I'm useful. Great. How about you leave me alone and we'll be fine? Okay? Oh, by the way, watch out for breaking glass.
Wow, Nala, that was a great kick.
Oh no, not again. I'm not fixing that.
Sorry, Vincent. But that was the best kick ever.
I always fix everything. I always help you guys out. This time you can fix it alone.
Gee, Nala. He seems unhappy.
He just realized he can never be as fashionable as you.
Oh, true. Hey, Nala, catch this!
Beware of falling people.
What happened?
Lotta fell off the wall again.
You know how she loves climbing.
But why was she climbing up the house?
Are you okay, Carlotta?
I can't find my chameleon. He escaped from his cage again. He's so clever.
He's probably been eaten by a ladybug.
Don't say that. You are mean. You're supposed to be my best friend.
I'm your best friend, Carlotta. He's probably just gone for a walk.
What is it with you and ladybugs, Mary? And why do you always dress like one? It's not a great style. Yeah, you do always wear black with red dots.
Well, if I look like one, then they won't attack me.
He's probably been eaten by your tarantula, Mary.
Where is your tarantula?
Oh, he's fine.
Mary!
Oh, okay, I don't know exactly.
Oh, great. Tarantula is loose in the house. I think we should vote whether Mary can keep a tarantula in the house. Nina?
Gotta go! Here, Nala, catch!
Mary?
Sorry, Lola. I really need to tidy up the living room.
Carlotta?
I vote for darker rooms.
No one takes me seriously. Okay, keep calm, Lola. Breathe. We really need Vincent to fix this place. I get Chiara to talk to him. She is his sister after all. Chiara, it's me. Can I come in?
Come in if you bring grace, joy, and beauty with you.
What?
Oh, I was just practicing for my next acting job. Did you like it? They need someone pretty who can act as well. That's quite rare. I'm just lucky like that.
Yes. Look, Chiara, I need you to talk to Vincent and get him to fix the house.
To ask or not to ask? Only one is a question.
Only one is an idiot.
Protect your hair from helmet damage. Biker shampoo for men.
Vincent, stop at nothing. What are you doing?
What are you two doing in here?
Never you mind, Lisa. Vincent, were you just licking your hair?
No.
Yes, you were. You were about to kiss it.
Okay. You caught me. I love shampoo adverts.
Why?
I'm stressed. They help me relax. It's not fair. Chiara, you are always so pretty.
Aw, thanks.
My quantum physics studies are so hard.
Your what?
Quantum physics.
What's that?
It's about how atoms work to make up matter and the forces they use to...
Huh?
It's about how makeup is made.
Oh, wow. You're so clever.
Vincent, we need you. The flat needs you.
You need me. Everyone needs me. My studies need me. My girlfriend needs me. I get her everything she wants, but she always needs more and more and more. And you all hate her. I can't take it anymore. I'm going to play the bass.
Am I really pretty?
Can you smell something?
Yeah.
The kitchen's burning.
Oh no, not again. Nala, what's happening?
There's so much smoke.
I can't see anything!
Harold! Oh, my tarantula won't like this.
I'm not going to fix this.
It's so untidy. We just need to put things away.
Hey, Nala, Tess, catch this ball.
Can't you see I'm cooking?
Nala, you can't cook.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Nina, catch.
Hey, look, it's Delio, my chameleon. He was on the lamp.
Beware of the sprinklers. End the alarm.
Could someone open the window?
Sorry.
What happened?
I can't take it anymore. This flat does not work. Look at it. Look at you. Emily, you have too many animals. Vincent just plays his best. Lisa, you are just mean. Mary tidies things up so we can't find anything. Carlotta always loses her chameleon. Nala and Nina wreck the place. Tessa we never see. And Kiara, you are just stupid. I have had enough. I'm leaving the stupid flat.
Are we really that bad?
Yes!
I suppose we do run around a bit, Nina.
I guess I do spend a lot of time looking for my chameleon.
Maybe being tidy isn't always good.
Maybe my animals can stay in my room. I mean, my animals probably wouldn't mind.
I could build you an area outside for them if you'd like.
Maybe we could help. I've got lots of plants in my room that animals might like to run around in.
I mean, we love nature too.
I promise to help out too.
I don't really need to practice my best in here.
Hello everyone.
Who are you?
I'm Tessa.
She does have orange hair.
I don't want to hide anymore. I want to come out of my room.
Do you know something?
What?
I think this is the start of a really great flat.
That's true.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll fix that window now.
I'll help.
How many animals have you got, Emily?
Not so many. About 50.
Carlotta, why do you always wear green?
So I can hide in my plants.
Cool.
I like your red dots on your clothes. Is it like a coat or something?
To ladybugs, it is.
I'll just have one quick lie down on the sofa.
Ah!
What happened?
Are you okay?
Are you okay, Carlotta?
I've just been bitten by a tarantula.
Two weeks later.
Hi everyone, my name is Lola. Welcome to my Food and Nature podcast. I love good food that looks after nature, but today is different. So many of you have asked me about what it's like flatting, but instead I thought I'd talk a bit about how great it is to live alone.